إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، فأرحب بكم جميعا، والترحيب خاص بالشباب، بشبابنا المسلم، فأهلا وسهلا بكم. I welcome all of you and especially a special welcome to our youth. We welcome you all and we thank you, alhamdulillah, for your concern, especially for this topic that is very important. And I would like for my youth brothers who are against the war, if they have no reason, like Zakaria, to come over here, inshallah, so I can talk to you. And okay? If you have no reason, alhamdulillah, to be against the war, just come here, inshallah, so you can see me, I can see your beautiful faces, inshallah, okay? Just in case, if I want to talk to you, you want to talk to me, it'll be easy, inshallah. Tayyib, Jazakum Allah khair. We still, inshallah ta'ala, in this part 2, in Nasa'ih Lishabab, gems and jewels of guidance for our youth. Yesterday, we talked about the importance of the youth. They're very important in the community, in the society, especially in the Muslim community and society. The youth are very important. We have to look at them in this way. They play a very important role in the community. And yet, because they're getting older, and they're supposed to assume the responsibilities. Now, they're teenagers today, but in 10 years from now, they're not going to be teenagers. Those who are 16 in 10 years from now, they'll be 26. Well, 26, man, mashallah, you already started your life. Maybe you're married, have a child or two. Are you going to be acting the same way? No. So you have to prepare yourself. Likewise now, you're 14, 15, 12, 11, 16, 17, you're learning, you live with your parents, you come to the masjid, you listen to the classes, you come on Jumu'ah and listen to the khutbah. But now, when you be 20 or maybe even 18 or so, now you gotta be teaching, inshallah. You be giving a khutbah too, inshallah. You be leading the salat, inshallah ta'ala. You be giving classes too. You're not going to spend all your life listening, inshallah. If Allah wants that for you, you be giving classes and you be conducting lectures and you be giving da'wah, which is to have a great benefits and reward. May Allah make our intentions purely for Him. Ameen. And likewise, you be the ones that on the driver's seat. You can't just be always on the passenger seat. Now you're going to drive sometimes. But how are you going to drive if you don't know how? We're talking about, not talking about driving a car or driving a bus. We're talking about driving this community towards that which is better for all the individuals. Keeping this effort going on in the right direction by doing that which is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and staying away from that which is displeasing to Him. It's like when you drive. When you're driving, you keep your eyes on the prize, on the road. If you see pole, you don't go to it. No, you go away from it. If you see hole on the road, you don't go in it because you may break your tire. No, you avoid it. If you see a red light, you stop. If you see a sign that tells you turn right, you don't turn left. Very wrong. Oh, likewise, our life. Because we are moving towards the hereafter. We're driving ourselves towards the hereafter. We're on a journey. What about now when you become married and have children? Now the responsibility is greater. When you're driving by yourself in a car, it's not like when you have your wife and three children. Okay? Same way. Now you're 16, 17, 18, or 19, or less, or more, and you think, man, it's just me. No, it's not just you. In a couple of years, it's not going to be just you. And you have to start thinking from now. How can I be better in 5 years? Ask yourself, what do you want to be 5 years from now? 10 years from now, what do you want to be? What do you want to be doing? What is your goals? That's what we're going to discuss today, inshallah ta'ala, in the light of some advices and gems and jewels of advices and of guidance by one of our mashayikh. His name is Muhammad ibn Ahmed al-Fifi, hafidhahullah, al-udhu hay'at al-tadrid fi jami'at al-imam Muhammad ibn Saud al-Islamiyah. He's one of the teachers that teach in the jami'ah, University of Imam Muhammad ibn Saud. In Saudi Arabia. He is in Riyadh, but he have different branches and campuses throughout the kingdom. He says, أخي الشاب يجب أن تعرف قدر نفسك ومكانتك ودورك في هذه الحياة وهذا المجتمع. He says, my brother, the one that is young, and also this for the sisters, the young sisters as well. He says, it is incumbent upon you to know your position and your role that you play, because you play an important role in the community. You may not know it. If you know it, that's good. But if you don't know, well, you do play a great role in the community, in your family, in your neighborhood, in the masjid. And he mentioned, so therefore, because you have a purpose, you have a job to do. You have a responsibility. Yes, you may not be paying bills. You may not have to go to work and bring food to the table. Maybe your parents are still doing that for you. But you have another responsibility towards yourself, towards your parents who've been kind to you all these years, towards your masjid where you learn the salat, the tahara, the Quran, and the like. And you have responsibilities towards your friends, whom they spend time with you, they talk to you, and the like. As the poet says, قَدْ هَيَّأُوكَ لِأَمْرٍ لَوْ فَطِنْتَ لَهُ فَارْبَأْ بِنَفْسِكَ أَنْ تَرْعَى مَعَ الْهَمَلِ. Now, as your family, as your community, they prepare you for a very important matter, if you only know what it is. And once you know your role that is very important, and by knowing your purpose in this life, so why emulating those who have no purpose? You can just imitate and hang around and take as an example and role model for you those who have no purpose in this life. The only thing they think this life, okay, have money, have fun, eat and drink and follow your desires, and that's it. No, you're a Muslim. You're a believer. You have another purpose beside that. وَعَلَمْ أَنَّكَ تَعِيشُ أَجْمَلَ مَرَاحِلِ عُمْرِكَ فَهِيَ مَرْحَلَةٌ مِنَ الْقُوَّةِ وَالْحَيَوِيَّةِ وَالشَّبَابِ الَّتِي قَالَ اللَّهُ عَنْهَا اللَّهُ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُم مِنْ ضَعْفٍ ثُمَّ جَعَلَ مِنْ بَعْدِ ضَعْفٍ قُوَّةً ثُمَّ جَعَلَ مِنْ بَعْدِ قُوَّةٍ ضَعْفًا وَشَيْبَةً. سورة الروم. And also the Shaykh says, and you should know, this is reminding us of these things. He says, as a young man, as a young woman, as a teenagers, our youth that we love for the sake of Allah, and we ask Allah to protect them and make them righteous. He said, you should know that now being young and this age, teenager, now this is one of the beautiful stages of your life. beautiful stage of your life. This is the beautiful moments in your life. Why? Because you have strength. You have energy. You're full of life. That's what it means to be young. This is marhalat shabab. Once again, when we say shabab, we're talking in the shabab in Arabic, meaning the youth. It has nothing to do with the shabab in Somalia, okay? It has nothing to do with that. We're not referring to the shabab movement, the political movement in Somalia. Now we're talking about the shabab, the youth. That's what it means, our youth here. Or whenever they may be. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about this stage that you are in. In Surah Ar-Rum verse 54, Allah is He who created you in a state of weakness. Then gave you strength after weakness. Then after strength gave you weakness and gray hair. He creates what He wills. It's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال فأنت تعيش قوة بين ضعفين ضعف الطفولة وضعف الكهولة. He says, you, the teenager, the youngster, now you live in a stage between two weaknesses. You're, the time that you're in is a time of strength, but between two weaknesses. The weakness when you were a baby. Remember when you were a baby, right? If you don't remember, just look next time when you're around the baby, look at that. Babies are vulnerable. They can't feed themselves. They can run. They don't know what's harmful from what's not. That's weakness. They can't make a decision to themselves. They can't stay home alone. They can't cook for themselves. They don't know what's good for them and what's not. That's weakness. And then the other weakness is when a person becomes very old. They can't walk, they can't see, they can't eat anything, they're very weak. Everything in their body aches. Those are two weaknesses, but now you're in the middle. Now you have strength, you have intelligence, you're brilliant, you're smart. You can see, your vision is sharp. Your hearing is sharp. You can jump a wall if you want to. Don't try it, by the way. But you didn't do it 10 years ago. You couldn't do it 15 years ago. And you may not be able to do it when you be 60, 65, 70, 75, 80, 85. فَاغْتَنِمْ هَذِهِ الْقُوَّةِ. Now, take advantage of this strength. When you're strong, you have to do something for yourself, because you may not be that strong after a while. وَقَدْ أَوْسَاكَ الرَّسُولُ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ بِاغْتِنَامِ هَذِهِ الْمَرْحَلَةِ. The Prophet ﷺ has advised you to take advantage of this moment when you're strong, when you have energy and the like. The Prophet ﷺ said, اِغْتَنِمْ خَمْسًا قَبْلَ خَمْسٍ. Take advantage of five things before other five things come upon you. وَذَكَرَ مِنْهَا شَبَابَكَ قَبْلَ هَرَمِكَ. From those five things that the Prophet ﷺ, he mentioned, take advantage of your youth when you're young by doing good actions before you become old. Then you want to do, but you can't. You can't do things. You can't do many things because now you're limited. But now you're young, you're strong. You can do a lot of things. We do it for the sake of Allah, while being obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because if you do these things and you be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you may be, inshallah, one of those seven type of people that will be admitted into the shade of Allah on Yawm al-Qiyamah, when there is no shade but the shade of Allah. Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah ta'ala, he says this is the shade that Allah creates on that for these people on Yawm al-Qiyamah. He says this doesn't mean the shade of Allah, meaning reflection of Allah from the sun or the sun. No. This is a shade that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates for these people to honor them. Who are these people? One of them, شاب نشأ في عبادة الله. الله أكبر. That day, there is like 50,000 years. No food, no drink. People are thirsty. People are worried. They don't know what's going to happen to them. But yet there are people, and people are drowning. Some people are almost drowning in their sweats. People are sweating. هذا اليوم عسير على الكافرين غير يسير. It's a very, very painful and a severe day on يوم القيامة. But yet there are seven types of people, not seven persons. Seven categories, seven types of people. Allah knows how many they are. But seven categories, seven types, categories, because of what they did, because of their actions. One of them, شاب نشأ في عبادة الله. One of those categories, they're going to be in the shade of Allah. May Allah make us from the Ameen. And may Allah make it easy for us to do one of these things. One of them is شاب نشأ في عبادة الله. A youngster. A young person who spent his youth upon obedience to Allah. This youngster, he's not stupid or naive or something wrong with his mind or he's crazy. No, this youngster, he knows that other kids are doing a lot of crazy stuff. Yes, this youngster, he knows that his peers, the boys in his age, they just waste their time running from a coffee shop to another coffee shop, and they run in here the streets. They just get together and talk about sports and talk about women and talk about music and they do this. He knows that. It's not like he don't know. He knows. And something in him telling him, listen man, why are you not doing this? But he's fighting. That's the difference. You think this man is an angel? No, he's not. He's a human being. And he's 16 too, or 17, or 18, or 15. But he has the mind of someone who's older than his age. And tawfiq is from Allah. Yeah, he wants to go and spend 5 hours in a coffee shop watching Manchester United and Liverpool. And after that, Barcelona and Valencia. And after that, baseball game, right? Yeah, he wants to do that too. His nephew's telling him, go to the coffee place and there's a lot of youth in there. But he don't want to do that. His nephew's telling him to do that, but he's fighting. Those who are doing those, they got knocked out in the first round. First round. You know a fighter? He get in a game and he's like, man, I gotta get it. Especially if the prize is big in that game. $10 million. You want to be getting knocked out in the first round? What that mean if you get knocked out in the first round? What that mean? Huh? You lose. No, you lose. Right or wrong? I'm asking you, brothers. Correct me if I'm wrong. If somebody get knocked out in the first round, what that mean? He lost. The prize is what? He's gone. You think those boxers, they really wants to get hit in the eye and get open and fracture their eye and all this? You think they want that? But why? Why are they going out there and get beat up? Why? Who can tell me from here, from this size? Nah.
For the money.
I sent for the money. For the prize. $20 million. Like, whoa, 20 million. 12 round? I can do it. Any one of us can't do it, right or wrong? Huh? If they tell you, listen man, $20 million, 12 round. Now you think that, let me take a shot at it. But don't put yourself in danger. If they tell that guy, listen man, we're playing on nothing. The person who's supposed to give the money, he changed his mind. He's nothing, he's just for fun. What he gonna play? He's gonna say, man, see you later, brothers. I got things to do. What? It's like us now here, Ya Ikhwan. We're fighting. This life is like a ring, man. But we're fighting not just one opponent. At least of those people in the ring, there's one against one. You think it's one against one here? What do you think, Zakaria? You have only one opponent, one enemy? How many do you think we have? Musa? Huh? A lot. Give me some examples from here. Naam Ahmed. Shaitan. SubhanAllah, now Shaitan. What do you know about Shaitan? Talk to me, brothers. I'm talking to you, inshallah. What do you know about Shaitan, akhi? Huh? Yes. That's his main focus, to misguide. He never gonna give you no guidance. What else? What do you know about Shaitan? Yes, akhi. Call you to mischief. Naam. What? Naam, akhi. Yes. You raise your hand, no? Okay, naam. Naam. He comes to you from every side and angle. Let me tell you one thing. When you play somebody, a team for example, team against team, how do you prepare for that game if that game really have this nice prize? These are bad examples, by the way, okay? We shouldn't even use them, but since I'm talking to the youth, inshallah ta'ala, may Allah forgive us, okay? Because you shouldn't play for prizes and all that stuff, okay? But I'm just giving an example to make things easy for you to understand. Now hereby you're playing against, or not you, two teams playing against each other for a big prize. How would each team prepare?
Practice.
They practice. Based on what? They just, what if they know about the team that this team, man, this team been around for a long time. They got good players, they got good records, they been in this place for a long, many times. How do you think they're going to prepare? They're going to study their moves. They're going to know everything about them. Are we studying anything about Shaitan? And Shaitan, how long he's been around? Huh? It's a long time. What that mean? He's been a long time. Got a lot of
experience.
Ahsant. Can you get close to us? So I can see you, Charles. Come over here. Jazakallah khair. Naam, he has a lot of experience. Naam. Naam, he cheats. Naam, no doubt. Naam.
Disrespected Allah.
Naam. So now the point we're making, look, ya akhwan, you know stuff, man. All we need to do is to put it to practice. That's one enemy, the shaitan. Another enemy? Another enemy, yes? The soul. And nafsul ammara bisu. The soul is three types. And nafsul ammara bisu, the soul that call you to evil. What is the other type? Ahsant. And nafsul lawama. Surah al-qiyama. La uqsimu biyawm al-qiyama wa la uqsimu bin nafsul lawama. The self-reproaching soul. The first one, and nafsul ammara bisu, this is هذا وصف ذم وليس وصف مدح. This is a blameworthy description for that soul. The one that is self-reproaching could be both, could be good or evil. It is evil if it tell you when you do something good, something in you tell you, yeah, you shouldn't do it. Why? You're the only one around. For example, you want to come early to the masjid, but something in you, not somebody, something in you telling you, hey, that's too early, man, you could have been somewhere else. Why are you coming early? See, that's not a good soul. But you want to have $20, even though you're young, because you want to compete to do good for yourself. You want to put that $20 in the hand of a faqir, a miskin, an orphan, or to help the masjid, or you want to go and buy some, whatever, something that we as Muslims use at the masjid, like toilet paper or whatever, something, soap. But then something in you tell you, why? You don't have to do that. That's your nafs telling you not to do what is good. And also it could be good, this type of soul, by encouraging you to do good. When you do something evil, you do something bad, something in you, not on khutbah, on Jumu'ah. Jumu'ah may be too late for you. If you wait until Jumu'ah, now you do something bad, you look at something bad, you touch something bad, you turn something, you click on something bad, then at that moment, something in you tell you, can't do this, man. This is not right, man. You're a Muslim. Not somebody else. Something in you talking to you. That's your soul. Reproaching you. Telling you, you can't do this, man. Why are you doing this? This is good for you? Is this going to help you on Yawm al-Qiyamah? These two angels that are with you, that you don't see, are they recording this in your book of good or bad? That's a good soul. And what is the third type of soul? Naam. Surah Al-Fajr. Al-Mutma'inna. Ahsant. Al-Mutma'inna. Al-Nafs al-Mutma'inna. The tranquil, serene soul. Mutma'inna bi-dhikrillah. Ala bi-dhikrillahi tatma'innu al-qulub. So you want to be with those on Yawm al-Qiyamah? At least be with one of these people. Because now you can do it. The elders, we can't be young. Can we go back and be young again? Can we, those of us who are past this stage, can we go back and be 17 again? No, we can't. But you're still 19. You're still 20. You're still 21. You're still 16 and 18 and 15 and 14. Take advantage of it. Time's gonna fly. Were you born 16 years old? Did you came from the womb of your mother 17 year old? No, you came a baby, man. You don't even know who you were or nothing. They name you. Did you name yourself? You don't even have no clue, man. What's going on? Well, guess what? Now you think you're 17 and you have all the time. You don't have all the time. You have the moment that you live now. Because you know death is certain, tomorrow is not. As we're talking about death, the brothers, some of the brothers that I didn't see them for Maghrib, because after Asr they went to bury somebody who died. And don't you think that death take only the old people or the sick people? No. Death doesn't make no difference between an old or a baby or a somebody who's been sick in the hospital for 50 years, or somebody who's strong man, playing for, I don't know, very strong man. I've heard once this player from, like a couple years ago, from the Spanish team, to play for the team like that, you got to be very, not only have very good skills, but you have to be strong too. And he died on the pitch, man. He died on the field. Another player from Cameroon, you heard, right? He died too while playing a game. These are people supposedly to be so. There are doctors assigned just for them. It's not like as you gotta see if you have some charity care or something. You get sick just thinking about the bill. You feel a little bit better, but when they send you the bill from emergency room, you get sick again. These are people, they have doctors assigned just for them. Whatever they do, whatever they eat, he died. As the poet says, كَمْ مِنْ صَحِيحٍ مَاتَ مِنْ غَيْرِ عِلَّةٍ وَكَمْ مِنْ سَقِيمٍ عَاشَ حِينًا مِنَ الدَّهْرِ. There are many strong, young people, they die. They've never been sick. They're just like that. Because of Allah, with Allah, their term is appointed at that time. You don't have to be sick to die. And how many of a person who's been sick for years, still alive. Do you heard about people sick, right? Some people, they've been in a coma for 7 years, 10 years, and after all this, their families, they give up on them. And then after all these years, they come out of it and get married and have children. Did you hear about people get shot in the head 3 times and they still alive? Right or wrong? Didn't you hear about the plane that crashed by Madagascar or something, and everybody died except for a little girl? You heard that, right? That's amazing. A plane crashed. A little girl, nothing happened to her. Because Allah, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that girl, she's not written that she's going to die on that day. The angel of death does what Allah commanded him to do. Doesn't go in the house and choose only the older or the sick. He takes the soul of those that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants. Don't you hear people die from car accidents? Yes. So are we prepared for death? And after that, are we prepared to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Because on that day, there is only two destinations. Alright, there is two destinations. What are they? Jannah and the hellfire. May Allah make us from the people of Jannah and save us from being from the people of the hellfire. Now we have these enemies. Naam. We have enemies, but especially you, the youth. Shaitan. The kuffar too. The kuffar, they know. They target the youth. They said, listen, don't focus on the elders because they know. Alright? But let's focus on the youth. You think they're going to come and tell you Islam is bad, Christianity is good for you? No, this is not how they're going to take you away from your religion. By opening the doors of what? Munkarat, evil, temptations, music, drugs, cigarettes, alcohol, women, all over, internet, bad websites, movies, DVDs, sports everywhere, music everywhere. And they make those people look like they're having fun. You think those people, that they call them superstars, you think they're really having fun? How do we know if they're really having fun or they're miserable? How do we know? When we read the Quran, the book of Allah. Allah says, وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكًا. Whoever turned away from the remembrance of Allah, surely that person have a life of hardship. Who says this? Allah. We believe in Allah, and Allah says the truth. So don't let, Shaykh Saleh Al-Fawzan, he says, don't let their big houses and mansions, 10 million house, 10, 15 cars, each car is like $500,000 or so. Don't let that stuff fool you. And their fame and their names all over the news and their pictures on the soda and on the sandwiches and in McDonald's and Burger King and everywhere. Don't let that fool you. Those people are miserable. They have no fun. Why? Says who? Allah, who created them. All that stuff that show they play is a fake. Don't you hear some of them, they have a lot of money and they, what they do? They kill themselves. They commit suicide. Because they have no meaning. Their life has no taste. There is no salt, no sugar in their life. Because they follow in the tricks of the shaitan. And the shaitan lead to destruction. But the shaitan, he painted nice. He make it look beautiful. You think of the shaitan, keep that path. That path, see, the path of shaitan is the ugliest path. Would you go to something that is ugly? Huh? No. His path stinks. Rotten. Can you eat, can you get a piece of a rotten cake? That have worms coming from it? Would you? Mold. What if they take the same cake and they put a nice icing on it? You see where I'm going? They take that same cake that you just say, come on, take that away from me. Because it looks ugly, and it is ugly as it looks. But now they take that same cake and they give this nice chef, the best chef, huh? And they put the best icing, akhi, on it. He put a nice work. Now, you want a slice of that or not? You be drooling. You can wait. Right or wrong? You can even see that that's the same cake. But once you eat it, what happens to you? You're sick. You're done. Likewise. Shaitan beautify music. Damn. Music is ugly. Is evil. Is bad. Because Allah tells us in the Quran. And the Prophet ﷺ warned us. If Allah and His Messenger ﷺ, they warn us against something, it got to be despicable. It got to be ugly. There is no good in it. But what does Shaitan do? He choose nice looking on his dictionary. Nice looking young singer. And then subhanallah. And then they have all this mixing material and technology to make her or his voice look like man. But when he talks to you, the same singer talks to you normally, you're like, what happened to your voice? What happened to the voice, man? Where is it? But now Shaitan and his helpers, they make him look in a way for the people who don't fear Allah. They fall into that. Like the same people who don't know what's a real cake look like, they fall for the icing. The same singer, she looks so beautiful as the Shaitan beautify her. For those people who are weak in their iman, if they took the makeup out of her, you know, I can't even look at her face. She don't even recognize herself. She's like, wait, that's me? Nah, stop playing. But some of us, we fall into that. That's why we have to learn our religion. Subhanallah, music that is haram in the religion. And our youth running for it, can't wait until they get the new, what do you call it? I don't know. Album, Ahsan. They can't wait. And they be like texting one another. Muslims. Hey, watch out, it's coming up. Who's coming up? Sheikh Fawzan? Sheikh Fawzan book? Sheikh Abdul Aziz bin Baz CD? Who's coming up? I don't know. Beyonce, whatever. They call them Juice 34, whatever it is. It's coming up. Watch on. They all like, oh, give me two copies. Why two copies? Just didn't want to go bad. Two copies. Do you have two copies of Kitab al-Tawheed? Do you have one copy of Kitab al-Tawheed? Now you want two copies of some singer. Al-Iyadu Billah. Look, there is no difference whether the singer is a Muslim or non-Muslim. Sing is haram. Did nobody tell you, or you may think that this brother is talking about, oh, the kuffar singing is haram. Let's switch brother to the Muslim. Man, he's all the same. Music is haram. And may Allah protect us and protect our youth, boys and girls, from it. Ameen. تفضل يا أخي أذن بارك الله فيك.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله
Now, another enemy is رفاق السوء, the bad companions, the bad friends. They are your enemy too. And all of them, shaitan, the kuffar, your nafs, and those that you think your friends, but since they call you to evil and make it easy for you, come on, come on, man, we're still young. Come on, man, we'll do it, man. Come on, come on. Allah is Ghafur Rahim. They even throw an ayah in there for you. And you come into the masjid and they make a detour. You've been drafted. All of them, these enemies, they're so diligent to take you away from the path that leads to the Jannah. And if they take you from the path that leads to the Jannah, will you be at now? What path? The path of the fire. Do you know what the fire is? The hellfire? We never seen it, none of us seen it, but what is our knowledge about it? Let me tell you how you know. Can you take a hot shower? What do you do when you take a shower? What do you do? With the knobs. Play with them until you get what? The right temperature. Can you put your hands on a hot stove? Can't. What about living in the hellfire? So these enemies, they're so diligent and they work hard day and night to destroy your religion, your manners, your health. Because if you keep running and you keep standing up and drinking and smoking and sniffing and all that, you gotta get sick, man. You're destroying yourself. And that's what they want. They want to destroy you. Destroy your religion, your good manners, because you're not gonna respect anybody, not even your parents. You're disrespecting your Creator. They want to destroy your manners, your religion, your health. Your male, also when you grow and get a job and stuff, you'll be working only for Salem and Marlboro. You're working for them. And that's all you gotta do. Whenever you get money here, take it to them. They wanna destroy you in many ways. And they use anything they can so they can achieve their goals. They will spare no effort, these enemies. They will go to any length. They will leave no stone unturned for their objectives. The musibah now, look, the calamity get greater when you find some Muslims now. Now we're talking about shaitan, we're talking about the kuffar, we're talking about the media, we're talking about this and this. Now, what the calamity? Some Muslims, instead to take good care of the youth, they pushing them into destruction. How? By building coffee shops. And they put big screens in their coffee shop. Muslims, these are Muslims. Not Jews or Christians. Not Buddhists. No. Not Chinese atheists. Muslims, some of them pray with you in the masjid. They may pray in the masjid. They say, La ilaha illallah, assalamu alaykum, ayyak Allah, mashallah. Akhi, we didn't see you, man. You just missed the Barca and Real Madrid. They don't tell you, I didn't see you in Asr. They don't see that. They don't say, I didn't see you for Asr, we just pray. No, I didn't see you in the game. So some Muslims, they help shaitan and the kuffar to destroy our youth. How? By building hangouts for all low, base, despicable and evil acts, such as called maqahi, maqha, coffees, and coffee shops. Now make a difference between a coffee shop, when somebody, mashallah, has a coffee shop, he sells coffee and donuts and breakfast, people come there, they eat their breakfast and they go. Now we're talking about those coffee shops, yes, they have food, but they have another thing. They have TVs, they have music, they have movies, DVDs, they have all this stuff. These are the coffee shops we're talking about. Things that turn the people away from the deen of Allah. Now, the young brother, he knows he wants to read the Quran, but big TV, one here, one here, one here. Maybe one up there, who knows. Whenever he turns, something is going on. Now tell me now. I'm going to skip the Arabic text because we're getting late. We may have to finish this tomorrow anyway, inshallah ta'ala, between Maghrib and Isha. Now tell me, what really happened when a group of young, strong brothers, full of energy, get together in one of these coffee shops? They have like at least two, three, what they call them, giant screens? Giant screens. What they do? And in that giant screen, there is nothing. No Quran, no Sunnah, no nothing. No Hadith, no Arabic, nothing. What these children, they, after a while, they waiting for their game, or why they watching that game, or after the game? What are they talking about? Here the Sheikh tells us. You think they're talking about Quran? You think they're talking about the Book of Allah? Studying the Book of Allah? Advising one another to be upon the haq and the truth? No. Sometimes they watch in that game, Salat, Asr, Maghrib, Isha. None of them say, hey, stop this. Let's pray. No. Actually, if somebody, they get used to that, like you become normal, even if somebody say, Ikhwan, Salat, Asr. You want to pray? Go pray. Why are you bothering us? He's bothering them now. He's bothering them. See how he becomes like that? But rather, what take place? What conversation take place on those, when the youth, they get together to watch a game in those coffees, or a movie, or the like. And especially now, we're not talking about regular cable on those giant screen, right? And they pay big money that they will be asked about in Yawm al-Qiyamah. They get the top line service, right or wrong? Comcast, whatever, I don't know. They have channels that, I don't know where they bring them from. All to corrupt the youth. Because they don't want their program to be boring for the Muslim youth. You know what I'm saying? They bring them so many channels so they can all day. If he get bored with this channel, he has like 250 channels. He get tired, man. His thumb, you know this thumb? Gets sore. Soon they may hire somebody. I give you $5. Just take care of the remote for me, man. Breakfast is on me, brother. He can't even do it himself anymore. Naam. The kuffar and the shaitan, they good at what they do. Are we good at what we're doing? Well, we at least trying. They good at what they do, man. We see it. Look at the masaib. Rather, they gather to drink some bad stuff. Because people are smoking around you and you're not smoking. You think you're not smoking, right? Secondhand smoke, what they call secondhand smoke? That's fatal. That's bad. And they're talking about what? Talking ghibah, namima, backbiting. And if somebody said something about this team, the other Muslim, he's Muslim, he may be his cousin, his brother, tell him, you don't know anything. Shut up, shut this, shut that. They start fighting. Muslims fighting one another for Real Madrid. Do you fight for that stuff? For Shaitan and his party and his head? We fight our brothers for Shaitan? Subhanallah. Why? Mom, it's not just, I'm not talking about the youth in Stone Mountain or Clarkston. I'm talking about the youth everywhere. Did you hear like a couple weeks ago, like some 73 or 80 Egyptians fans, they die? You heard it, right? When the Ahli was playing Borsaid. Okay, the game ended, I don't know. And then we hear it in the news, in CNN, everywhere. Muslims fighting each other, killing each other over what? Over a soccer game? Who told them to do this? Is this from our religion? It's a shame. They give a bad image to Islam. And to the youth, the true youth, Muslims. نسأل الله السلام والعافية. Now you find Muslims in these coffee shops while watching this game or the other. They fighting one another, slandering one another, getting in the face of one another, simply because he said something about his team. Manchester United is your team? It's not your team. What do you mean it's your team? These are teams that promote shirk and kufr. And by the way, some of our youth, they be wearing their jerseys. Manchester United and Inter Milan and Barca is crossing those jerseys. The jerseys have crosses, you know that or not? Now you're going to have a cross on you? You buy something that has the cross, shirk, the symbol of shirk, and you come to the masjid and pray with it? La ilaha illallah. We're not just talking about, we're just talking about sports. There is other types of coffees when, a'udhu billah, when they make it easy for them to get into those bad websites and movies and if you play one for 25 cents, you get two for free and all that stuff. You think they're free? No, they're not free. You're paying the price. Sooner or later. May Allah protect our youth, I mean. And ourselves. Oh, you think now I'm talking to the youth? Like I said yesterday, don't you think we angels? Everybody have issues. Now I'm just addressing our youth. But we all have issues, man. And we all ask Allah to protect us. But just we're talking about the youth, that's why we're addressing them. Likewise, the home, that child now, he goes to a public school and he hears his PlayStation, this, fighting. I don't know their names. And then he goes to the coffee shop to get a pizza or something because his mother, she's working, his father, he's not, maybe, I don't know what state, because his job is all on the run. Now his mother gave him $5. Listen, after school, stop at this place and get you pizza or get you two sambusas or whatever the case is. Now he go there, oh, it's not all they have. There is a game. He sits there and listen to it. And when he come home, they have satellites. They have a satellite of 100 plus channels. Now this child, where is he going to read the Quran? This young man, that we want him one day to be sitting here giving a class, teaching the Quran in the weekend school. Or giving a khutbah one day, inshallah. There is so many messages in the area and all over America. They are asking, constantly calling, Akhi, you have somebody to come and give us a class? You have somebody come and give us a khutbah? We want you to be serious. We want you to be serious. And may Allah make it easy on you. And on us, I mean, we want you to be serious about this religion. We want you to go to this masajid. Teach the people Quran. Lead Taraweeh. Give a khutbah and teach people tawheed. Warn them against shirk. Teach them the sunnah and warn them against bid'ah. But faqidu shay'in la ya'ti. The one who is broke can give something to somebody else. He's broke. The one who's broke, he himself, he will accept anything that is given to him, right or wrong. Likewise, if you're broke in your religion, you will accept anything. Bid'ah, Bismillah, Allahu Akbar. And you think, are you crying? Bid'ah. Why? Because you're broke in the deen. You got to learn the deen. And we're here to help. Come and see me anytime. You want to talk to me, we want to have meetings. And as I mentioned yesterday, and I suggest, and this suggestion, by the way, is from the ulama, that we as a grown-ups, as a community, even those amongst us who doesn't have children, do it for the sake of Allah. Do it because of the great reward. We the grown-ups, we have to be involved with our youth. We don't wait until one of them is doing something bad, and now, oh, he's a bad person. What about us? What have we done for him? We throw them in the public schools, we leave them in the streets, we see them doing stuff bad, but we don't stop our car and talk to them? No. Simply because that's not my son, that's not my cousin. No, this is not right. This is not how true Muslims work. It's easy to blame the youth. Why, he's a bad person. No, he's not a bad person, man. Many of those youth that are doing bad stuff, they're good people. They have good manners. They're generous. They have haya. Wallahi, I'm telling you from experience. He smokes, he does bad things, but when he see you coming or somebody elderly, he don't want even the people. He will run. He don't even want to give you the salam because he don't want you to smell smoke on him or cigarettes because they have shyness. Shyness is a good thing. All we have to do is to remember ourselves. We're not perfect. And when we see one of our youth doing something, we stop and we talk to them. But if we keep them to this corrupt society, to the media, to the shaitan and his helpers, and we blame them, Shaykh Muqbil rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, in this case he says, أَلْقَوْهُ فِي الْيَمِّ مَكْتُوفَ الْأَيْدِي ثُمَّ قَالُوا لَهُ لَا تَبْتَ إِيَّاكَ أَن تَبْتَلَّ بِالْمَاءِ. He says, they take that young man, ألقوه في اليم مكتوف الأيدي ثم قالوا له إياك أن تبتل بالماء. They tie his hands, throw him in a river, and while they throw him in the river, they says, don't get wet. Subhanallah. Don't get wet. They throw him in the river, and they say, don't get wet. Likewise, you're neglecting your children, and we neglecting our brothers and our sisters, the youth. Yes, that's negligence. What can you call it? If I'm going to eat coffee like we're talking about, to get a coffee or to get a water or to get a slice of pizza, and I see some of the youth, doesn't matter I know their names or not, Muslims youth, they watching something that they're not supposed to be watching. And I know that Asr is in 10 minutes. Some of us, you know what we do? As-salamu alaykum. Who's playing? Huh? Barca. Who's gonna win? Oh, my team. Oh, I hope so. Assalamu alaikum. This is cheating. This is cheating our youth. And then he's gonna come and mention and say, A'udhu billah, I saw so and so son over there. Who saw you? Huh? No, you've seen him, but who? Subhanallah. Didn't Allah see your action too? You're going to talk to that young? Oh, who's playing? Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I think they're going to win. See you later. See you later where? Grab him, at least. I'm not saying pull him. No, you can't do that. But you're going to talk to him, say, Ikhwan, Shakum Allah Khair. I used to be like you. I used to do these things. But Alhamdulillah, Ikhwan, MashaAllah, there's no benefits in you. You're Muslim, you're supposed to pray. Please go. You never know, maybe one of them, maybe all of them at that moment, Allah opened their hearts for guidance. And they say, you know what, uncle? You're right, man. Those who watch Barca and Real Madrid, do they receive a paycheck? I'm asking you. Do they receive a paycheck from these people? Do they know you? Do they even know that you're watching and cheering? They don't care anyway. So why doing it? You get no dunya? and it takes you away from the Akhirah. Allahu Akbar. You get no dunya from it, and it's taking you away from the Akhirah. Make your way towards Allah, not away from Allah. Make your way towards the Jannah, not your way away from the Jannah. If you're struggling, talk about it to somebody. Because that's a disease of the heart. That's a sickness. That's an illness. That's a serious illness. Anything that turns you away from the Quran and turns you away from the deen of Allah, that's a disease. That's a sickness. If you know what to do, do it. If you don't know the medicine, go to those who know the medicine. When you're sick, you're strong, alhamdulillah, and you're running, and all of a sudden, oh man, you have fever, you're dizzy, you can't even move. What do? You gotta talk to somebody. Usually you go to the doctor, because they're the one. You don't go to a mechanic. When your car breaks down, you go to a mechanic. You don't go to a doctor. Why? Because you don't want to feel like that. You want to stay strong. Likewise, your iman should stay strong. If you yourself and your soul, or some people that you think that your friends are calling you to evil, calling you away from the Book of Allah, from the Sunnah, from the Masjid, from the Salat, they want you to disrespect yourself. They want you to disrespect your parents. They want you to lose your identity. Because if you stay like that 5 years from now, 7, you won't know who you are. You don't even know. You know how many youth like that, they end up in jail? Some they end up not in jail, but they end up, I don't know, crazy man. They lose it. They don't even know who they are. Because of the stuff that they take and they eat and consume. We, as a grown-up, we have to get involved. And we're going to talk about that, inshallah ta'ala, in details maybe tomorrow, inshallah. When the Shaykh, when he gives advice to the parents and to the community as related to our youth. Because we have to find some time to talk to them. If we don't talk to them, somebody else is talking to them. And who is that somebody else? La ilaha illallah. A brother told me that that another brother here in this community, one of them I see him right now, who told me this, that another brother who pray here, alhamdulillah, he lives in a complex building. You know, here there's a lot of complex buildings. He lives in a complex building, and he says he noticed there's something been happening, he says, and it's very dangerous. That the missionaries, you know, the Christian missionaries and the JWs, you know JWs? Jehovah Witnesses? They will come in a van. 8, 10 of them. Yes, they come in cars loaded with basketball balls and jerseys and talk to the Muslim youth. Muslims. Because they go to that complex, there's a lot of Muslims, they know a lot of Muslims live there, they go there and talk to them, and, oh listen man, here, you want you to play, we can support you, if you want a team, we can support you, everything is on us, the jerseys, the Gatorade, you think you'll be drinking Gatorade, you'll be drinking Shaitan Raid, that's you'll be drinking, poison aid, that's what it is, listen man, everything is on us. We come and pick you up, everything you want. You're injured, we have insurance, we have everything. Because they're connected. That's bad connection, man. That's a bad connection. Now they target our youth. Play basketball, everything is on us to take them away from the masjid, from Quran. That's why we need to do something about it. We need to talk to our youth. Find some time to talk to them. When they want to talk to us, I want you to feel free to talk to us. As for me, I'm speaking for myself. Come and talk to me anytime you want. Alright? Not anytime, okay? So, let us be realistic, okay? But inshallah, like, you can come and talk to me. You can talk to Sheikh Awu too, inshallah. You don't mind, Sheikh, right? Sometimes. This man can, subhanallah, he was young too. And he can share with us so much stuff. We're missing out a lot of things. by not, we shouldn't have that gap between the youth and the elders. We have to have respect, of course. The youth respect the elders, and the elders have mercy towards the youth. But we shouldn't have that gap. I can't talk to him, he's older than me. No, you can't talk to him. The Prophet ﷺ, he used to talk to the youth, right or wrong? Many times. The youth used to talk to the Prophet ﷺ or not? Yes. These are our example. May Allah protect our youth, I mean. Boys and girls. May Allah rectify their hearts and their affairs. Protect their ears, their tongues, their eyes, their hands, their feet, and every limb in their bodies from evil. May Allah protect them and us. We're talking about our youth, boys and girls. May Allah protect them from the traps of the shaitan and from the enemies of Islam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide them to do that which is right for them. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us a good example for them. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك واتوب اليك وصلى الله وسلم على محمد وعلى اله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا جزاكم الله خيرا بارك الله فيكم for your attention.